I want to welcome you to Financial Training for Business Owners. Today, we'll show you how to build your profit and loss statement from scratch. In previous sessions, we've discussed the importance of knowing and understanding your P&L statement and how you can use it to generate immediate profits for your business and do so without it costing you a cent. Unfortunately, many business owners don't have a P&L statement to refer to. So let us show you how to build one yourself. Now, as we previously explained, there are only three numbers you really need to focus on in any P&L statement. They're the ones highlighted in red: revenue, COGS, and overhead. The reason these three are so important has to do with the simple fact that these three are the only numbers in your P&L that you can directly impact. The remaining four numbers are all determined by these three. You find gross profit by subtracting COGS from revenue, and then dividing that number by the revenue gives you the gross profit percent. When you subtract your overhead from your gross profit, you find your net profit, which you then divide by revenue to determine your net profit percentage. So the three numbers you need to know to build your P&L statement from scratch are revenue, COGS, and overhead. Now to start, review your previous 12 months of bank statements. If you don't have access to all 12 months, obtain as many as you can. A P&L statement merely shows the amount of revenue a company earned over a specific period of time, as well as the expenses it incurred during that time frame. That time frame could be 1 month, 1 quarter, or 1 year. So if you can't obtain 12 months of bank statements, then start with the last 3 months or even the last 30 days. Next, add up all of the deposits you made during that time frame. Now make sure these deposits were all related to your business. That total is your revenue. Now add up all of your withdrawals that you know were business-related expenses. You will need to go through these expenses line item by line item and break them down into COGS versus overhead expenses. As a refresher, COGS is defined as the costs incurred to deliver on your contract of sale. These are costs such as direct and contractual labor, materials, scrap and rework, packaging, distribution and shipping, and even sales commissions. Overhead are the costs you incur regardless of whether you make a sale or not. Overhead represents your daily, weekly, and monthly expenses that are required to operate your business, such as your mortgage or rent, insurance, utilities, office supplies, office salaries, general maintenance, advertising, janitorial, and your auto expenses. Let's use an example to show you how this works. We review our bank statements for the past 12 months, and we discover that we had deposits that totaled $300,000. So, we record that on our P&L template in the revenue column. Then we add up all of our withdrawals and discover that they total $240,000. We then scrutinize those withdrawals line item by line item and decide that $180,000 of our withdrawals were directly attributable to our cost of goods sold, and the remainder we classified as overhead. We then record those numbers in the appropriate columns on the template. Now that gives us those three numbers we need to focus on, and by knowing these three numbers, we can complete our entire P&L statement. We can find our gross profit by subtracting our cost of goods sold from our revenue. That equals $120,000. We can then calculate our gross profit percentage by dividing our $120,000 gross profit by our $300,000 revenue, and we come up with 40%. Now, we can find our net profit by subtracting our $60,000 overhead from our $120,000 gross profit, and we get $60,000. We can then find our net profit percentage by dividing our $60,000 net profit by our $300,000 revenue, and we get 20%. You have now constructed your business's profit and loss statement from scratch. So to recap, to construct your own P&L statement, just follow these four simple steps. Review your previous 12 months of bank statements, add up all of your deposits and record that total as revenue, add up all of your withdrawals and confirm they are all expenses related to your business, and finally, break down your withdrawals into COGS versus overhead expenses. This gives you the three numbers you need to generate the remaining four numbers required to construct your P&L statement. Once you have your P&L in place, you can begin to use the steps we have outlined in our previous sessions to increase your revenue and decrease your COGS and overhead to generate substantial increases in your overall profit. In our next session, we'll show you how to discover your business's true financial potential. We'll reveal how you can uncover your business's average gross profit percentage and how to use this information to unlock hidden wealth in your business. So until then, here's to your success.